Hey guys, and welcome to our podcast. This interview is with Rachel Gerling, teacher for business English at the FH and team member Max Schlieder. Rachel gives us an insight of her life here in Austria as an American citizen. Enjoy. All right, so please introduce yourself briefly. What's your name, first and last? Where do you come from and what do you teach?
My name is Rachel Gerling and I'm from Orange, California, and I teach business English.
How did you come to teach at the FH Kufstein in Tirol?
I'm not really 100% sure, but I think that I was referred by a colleague for somewhere from somewhere else that I teach. They said, "Oh, we're looking for teachers. Would you be interested?" And then I said, "Yes, of course."
So you have been in Austria already before?
Right.
Right. Okay. And are there any big differences between your country of origin, the US, and Austria?
Well, there are a lot of big differences, but one that I noticed recently was the eye contact. People hold eye contact a whole lot longer here in Austria than they do in America. And it always shocks me whenever I come back. And I think people are just staring at me. And I'm taller than the average woman, so I always thought that that was the reason why. But no, it's just all of Austria. It's just Austrian culture, I guess.
You guess it's just Austrian culture. That's interesting. I never heard about that, but maybe I'll see next time I go to the US. I need to pay attention on that.
Yeah, I don't know why it is. I've tried to figure it out.
So next question, Rachel. Do you feel integrated in Austria?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
I'm not really sure, but I think it has to do with, well, I don't really know. It's difficult to make a generalization, but I think I have found that Austrians are very slow to include other people into their groups.
Yeah.
For whatever reason that is.
So that's that's a good reason why you don't feel well. I can tell you as a German, I'm from Germany, and actually Germany and Austria are neighbor countries. But even for me, after 2 years in Austria, it's still a little bit strange and different sometimes to connect with new people. They are not that open-minded here. So I see your point.
Yeah, I've connected easily with other international people, but not with Austrians themselves. That's quite difficult, I would say. So integrated, I don't know, integrated into society, maybe so, because I know my way around, but integrated socially, no.
Socially, no.
Society. And it's been 12 years, so. And when I first came, I originally came to Austria to play volleyball, and that was like on a 9 month cycle, 9 or 10 month cycle. And every year there were different players, and the players would cycle in and out. So none of those people that I was friends with in, I don't know, 10 years ago, none of them are still here. Mm-hmm. So that's another huge factor that has gone into it. But besides that, it's still difficult to integrate socially.
Is there anything you like or really dislike about Austria? I don't know, for example, the great food, Kaiserschmarrn, or something you really like or don't?
Well, of course, I really like the food. I mean, who doesn't like pastries and sweet things for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and having it be acceptable? Of course, I like that. I also really like the walking culture, that you can walk everywhere, and people do walk everywhere. And I like the cafe culture, so the culture of just going and meeting someone for a coffee and sitting there, or a drink, or whatever it is, and sitting there for as long as you want and not being bothered.
Yeah,
and I really like the coffee and cake in the afternoon. Like it's part of the routine. I eat so much cake in Austria. I never ate this much cake, and I can't say I don't like it.
I mean, who doesn't like cake and coffee? That's brilliant every afternoon.
So yeah, see, I don't know about the healthiest, but. Definitely something that I enjoy. Let me think, something that I don't like about Austria would be that some people are pretty, let's say, traditional in their mindsets.
Yeah.
With regards to social structures and roles in society.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to say gender roles, but I guess I just did, so.
If that's your opinion, that's fine. That's why we do the interview. We want to find out.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have met people that aren't like that at all. But as a general rule, there are a lot more people. Well, I guess it depends where you come from, too, because I'm from California, which is quite progressive. And here seems quite conservative and traditional when it comes to certain aspects of society, let's say, overall.
Yeah.
Do the positives outweigh the negatives?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they have, because otherwise I wouldn't be here for 12 years.
That's true.
Or I wouldn't have stayed for 12 years. But yeah, I don't know. Let's say I've learned to put up with the negatives like you do in any place, right?
Yeah.
You put up with them for whatever reason.
What was the most negative experience in Austria because of your nationality? Was there anything that ever happened because you were American and gave you a bad vibe?
Totally. Which experience would you like me to tell you?
Oh, are there several? No. That's not good.
Yeah, for sure. When I first got here, not when I first got here, but in like the first couple of years, I got a lot of grief for being a foreigner. Yeah. When I tried to find a room somewhere, it was like, oh, no foreigners allowed.
Really?
Like, hang up the phone. Yeah, like literally hung up the phone on me. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's rude.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm white. You know, like imagine if I weren't.
Yeah.
So that was one example. That happened multiple times. But whatever. So you don't get the room or you don't get the place that you want. Life goes on. Another one that I had was with police officers.
With police officers.
I got treated so poorly being a foreigner and being a woman. I felt like it was so sexist. So sexist.
Really?
I was so upset. Yeah. It was really, really embarrassing for the police in Austria. And it could have just been this one experience. But I was horrified that there are still people that are like that.
Wow.
I mean, the police officer told me I wasn't allowed to drive anymore and gave no explanation other than I was a foreigner and a woman, I guess. I don't know, because he specifically said, she doesn't drive, you drive now. I was like, oh, yeah, what if the person that I was driving were drunk and I was the designated driver? It didn't matter. The police didn't even check to see that. They just told me I wasn't allowed to drive anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really bad.
What a bad experience.
Yeah.
So would you say that was your worst experience?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's the one that stands out the most in my mind, but that's just because I got so offended by it and I thought it was so unfair. Because I had a foreign driver's license too. I didn't have a
Australian
driver's license, and that was one of the reasons. Yeah. I think that was one of the, I mean, I don't know, but I think that was one of the reasons, because it's not like I did anything wrong. They tried to tell me I did something wrong, but I didn't do anything wrong. So like, it didn't make sense that I had even been stopped, you know?
How poor that they couldn't explain you why you shouldn't drive anymore and how they treat you
right.
As a foreign woman. That's, no, that's not good.
And I'm white and young, you know?
Yeah.
Like there are a lot of other factors that I think it could have been a lot worse for someone else that looks different than I do.
So
I've
do you
thought about it.
Yeah. Do you think if you were black and still from the US, things would have been different? Black and yeah, still a woman or a man, whatever.
I really can't say, because I haven't experienced that type of racial injustice. Unfortunately, because I haven't been anywhere outside of, well, I haven't spent much time outside of Europe and America where I could have been racially profiled or something like that. So I really can't say. But I do know that it happens to other people of color, let's call them, in Austria, because I've met many that have told me, I think they're horrifying stories. Of how they've been treated for whatever reason. yeah. in 2020 or in whatever year it was, like even if it were 5 years ago, I think it's still horrifying that that actually continues to happen in a Western and first world country, let's say, and society.
Yeah. This shouldn't happen anywhere in our world, but it's happening every day, and it's poor and sad. Was there any very positive experience you made in Austria?
Positive?
Yeah. Now we've talked so much about your negative experiences. Was there anything very positive that you still got in your mind?
Ooh, that I did not think about. So this is going to have to be a spontaneous answer.
That's fine. It was a spontaneous question.
Yeah. I mean, of course, there's been tons and tons of positive stuff.
But something that really surprised you, maybe?
Okay, this is the only... Well, this is just what came to my mind. I don't know if this is, like, the most positive thing. But I was playing volleyball, and I hurt my finger, and I went to the I didn't want to go to the hospital, but I had to go to the hospital. I got an x-ray. It was broken. They told me I needed surgery the next morning. And I was so devastated because I thought I would have to pay so much money to have surgery and everything. And I thought, like, this is going to break me financially.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time I didn't have very much money saved. And if it had happened in America, I would have been in trouble. But anyway, I walked out after being in the hospital for those 2 days or whatever it was for this stupid surgery and the whole deal. I think I paid like 30 euros or something. And I walked out of there like, is this really happening? And I never got another bill, and it like blew my mind as an American, because you always get these bills from the hospital way after the fact, even if you do have insurance. I mean, of course I had insurance here, but that was one thing where I was like, well, I'm definitely taking advantage of the social system. I mean, everyone does, right? Everyone pays into it, so everyone takes advantage of it. But I felt like, well, this is an advantage for me.
Also, the healthcare system in Austria really surprised you. The social care system.
The fact that I got care... and I didn't have to pay an extreme amount of money for it, surprised me. The quality of care that I got was maybe disappointing comparatively, I would say, from an overall blanket experience of a lot of different experiences combined into one. That's what I would say. But I actually really like it here, and there's so many good things about it. I would say that along the path through these past whatever 12 years that I've been here, there have been some people that have been very, very nice and helpful, explaining things to me in an easy way, and helping me get what I needed, even if I couldn't communicate 100%, or even if I had no clue what I was doing. So that I can't think of one very specific person or a very specific answer, or a very specific incident, but I know that there have been a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the bureaucracy in Austria is gnarly, for lack of a better word.
And even if you grow up in the system, it's still confusing for me as well. I'm glad someone was there to help you over the
multiple people have been helpful. Otherwise I would have really struggled.
It is, and all the bureaucracy and the Beamtendeutsch. It must be very hard for you.
Yeah, and nobody even knows what they're doing. Even the people that work there don't even know what they're doing. You know, like, they don't even know what office to send you to, or, you know, like, I literally would go, like, go to this office, and then I would go there, go to this office, and then I would go there, go to this office, then I would go there, go to this office, and they send me back to the first one. I was like, you just sent me in a full circle. I'm like, hello again. I still don't have an answer, you know.
So. Yeah, that sounds very common.
And I know it's not just me, and it's not just because I'm a foreigner. No. I know Austrians have these experiences too.
Yeah, people from Austria and also in Germany, they have the same problems, even if they speak the language and everything.
People are very helpful in Austria, I would say.
So my last question for today, do you have any advice for students or other teachers like you with foreign roots who come to Austria?
the only thing that I can think of is if you want to make friends, give Austrians something to drink first, and then they'll be your best friend. Because it's so true, isn't it? I feel like Austrians are quite cold until you get them warmed up with a little bit of alcohol. Like, bring some schnapps with you or a flask of something. Give them yeah. something to drink, and then you have a friend who's really, really helpful. It's not just about being integrated and having a social life in Austria, although that definitely is part of it. But you also can network, you know? Yeah. Once someone warms up to you, they'll say like, oh, I have a friend that works at the off whatever office that can help you. And then you easily get help and yeah. really good networking for sure. But you need a little bit of alcohol first to warm yeah. up in Austrian, let's say.
Warm up and get loose.
Yeah, that's what I found anyway. Yes. That's the only thing I can think of. Sorry if that's not a traditional answer for you, but
maybe not a traditional answer, but an honest answer. And that's what we want. Right. So, yeah, if you don't got questions for me, I thank you very much for taking part in this interview. And thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed our podcast. See you next time. Bye bye.